For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. As St. Louis residents await a fateful decision regarding Michael Brown's shooting death, the region's top two leaders delivered a message for the public Wednesday. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley has a simple piece of advice for people nervously awaiting a grand jury's decision on whether to charge Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson with Michael Brown's shooting death.
Take a deep breath, stand back, and calm down.
Both Dooley and St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay told reporters on Wednesday that people shouldn't automatically assume that large-scale violence will occur if Wilson isn't charged with a crime. Slay says law enforcement agencies are prepared to protect lives and property and the rights of protesters.
Regardless of what the grand jury does, regardless of public reaction, life in St. Louis will go on.
Slay and Dooley aren't sure whether there'll be advance notice that the grand jury's work is done. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A new law is changing the landscape of gun reform in Missouri. KBIA's Mike Palmer has the details.
A new Missouri law now prevents any city or municipality from banning open carry of firearms. This law is an add-on to Amendment 5, which passed earlier this year, defining all Missouri gun laws as unalienable. The new law also lowers the age required to obtain a concealed carry permit from 21 to 19. Arthur Gordon, an NRA member and instructor of concealed carry classes, agrees with this aspect of the law.
18 had been strived for at one time, but the people that come into my classes, I think 19 would be about as young as, you know, personally from a safety point of view that I would want to go.
Open carry laws became subject to the new statute after Republicans in the state Senate and House overrode Governor Jay Nixon's extensive gun control bill. The law was made in response to the city of Webster Groves passing a law banning open carry in September.
A panel of state lawmakers has been formed to look into allegations involving lobbyist perks and campaign contributions going to Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster. Republican House Speaker Tim Jones on Wednesday announced the committee will review allegations reported in a New York Times article against Koster and attorney generals across the country. The New York Times report addressed claims that Koster, a Democrat, changed policies and negotiated more favorable settlements after receiving campaign contributions and perks from lobbyists. Koster has said the New York Times report distorts how his office has dealt with the companies and cited previous legal actions taken against companies. Republican State Representative Jay Barnes of Jefferson City will be the chairman of the review committee. Republican Representative Stanley Cox of Sedalia will serve as vice chairman. State Senator Wayne Wallingford has submitted legislation that would require Missouri health officials to inspect abortion clinics. The Republican from Cape Girardeau plans to introduce the bill when the General Assembly goes back to work in January. A similar bill last session never made it to a full Senate vote. After 15 months of work, the Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence presented its recommendations for action last night during a meeting at City Hall. The task force met twice a month since August 2013 to examine the local conditions of violence in the city through media reports, personal experiences, and other mediums. The result of this research is a four-pillar program focusing on prevention, intervention, enforcement, and reentry. Each pillar contains multiple programs specifically tailored to achieve the goals of each principal. Task Force member and Vice President of the Missouri NAACP, Pam Harden, says she chose to work on recommendations for the prevention pillar due to her connection with younger children.
I am the youth advisor for the state of Missouri NAACP, so I deal with a lot of young people all across the county. I also deal with young people at my church, and so I'm very involved with youth, and I know the kind of junctions that they run into.
The task force got feedback from the community about the program last night, and it will present its recommended program at the upcoming city council meeting. Columbia Housing Authority is asking for public comment about a new smoke-free policy for its units. KBIA's Ellie Bausch has details on the new policy.
Residents living in public housing units have 60 days to give their opinion on a policy that would ban smoking inside public housing buildings. Columbia Housing Authority released a statement about their smoke-free policy on November 3rd. The Housing Authority is hosting meetings at every public housing location to collect public comment about the new policy. Lee Radke is the Director of Public Housing Operations and says secondhand smoke is a major concern of many residents who support the new policy.
Even though we have people who don't go out and buy cigarettes and smoke them, because of the way our housing is constructed, basically everybody's a smoker, whether they want to be or not. So a lot of non-smokers are very happy about it.
Radke says there are some smokers who aren't happy about the possibility of having a smoke-free policy. She says the housing authority does not want people to stop smoking, but rather smoke outside of the housing units. Columbia Housing Authority will be hosting meetings for public opinion until May 1st, which is the target date to start the policy. For KBIA News, I'm Ellie Bausch.
More than 3,000 Missouri residents are asking the state to drop its appeal of a federal ruling that overturns its constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Members of the Show Me Marriage Coalition delivered 3,100 petitions Wednesday to the St. Louis office of Attorney General Chris Koster. They want Koster to drop the legal challenge to a federal judge's ruling last week that found a 2004 Missouri constitutional amendment barring gay marriage violated the U.S. Constitution. The federal ruling came 2 days after a similar decision by a state judge in St. Louis. Koster has said he personally supports gay marriage, but is pursuing the appeals to clarify the legal uncertainty. St. Louis, St. Louis County, and Jackson County are issuing same-sex marriage licenses, but officials elsewhere around the state are not. A Kansas judge has ordered a competency hearing for an avowed white supremacist from Missouri who is accused of shooting 3 people to death at 2 Jewish sites earlier this year. Johnson County Judge Thomas Kelly Ryan ordered the evaluation Wednesday for 73-year-old Frazier Glenn Miller of Aurora, Missouri. A December 18th hearing has been scheduled to discuss the findings. The move delays a preliminary hearing that was to determine if enough evidence existed for Miller to stand trial. Miller objected to the delay and said it interfered with his right to a speedy trial. He is charged with capital murder in the April 13th attacks outside the Jewish Community Center of Greater Kansas City and a Jewish retirement home in Overland Park, Kansas. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.